Listen to this news. Bangladesh targets China to boost mango export prospects. Bangladesh is among the world's top 10 mango producers but remains a small player in the global mango export trade. Exporters mainly blame high air freight costs for this gap. These elevated costs, nearly double those faced by competitors, have steadily priced Bangladeshi mangoes out of major markets in Europe and the Middle East. Recent bilateral discussions have revived optimism, with Bangladeshi exporters now eyeing China as a potential major market. Experts believe that, if quality standards are met, China could offer a significant opportunity, helped by considerably lower freight costs compared to other destinations. Exporters highlight that high air shipment rates, TK 350-380 per kilogram for Europe and 200 takas minus 220 per kilogram for the Middle East, have deterred foreign buyers even when premium quality mangoes were available. Freight costs to China, in contrast, range between 70 takas and 85 per kilogram, offering a much more affordable alternative. Mohammed Arifur Rahman, project director of the Exportable Mango Production Project, expressed confidence that Bangladesh is more than ready for the Chinese market. "Our mangoes offer superior taste and quality. We already export to over 30 countries, and feedback from Chinese inspection teams has been very positive," he said. He added that China Southern Airlines had shown interest in offering dedicated mango cargo space, and Bangladesh is addressing infrastructure improvements highlighted during Chinese visits. "If we can implement the required improvements, China could be a game changer for Bangladesh's mango exports, opening a whole new horizon," Rahman said. Despite a harvest of 24 lakh tons in FY24, Bangladesh exported only 1,321 tons of mangoes, a sharp decline from 3,100 tons the previous year, according to the Department of Agricultural Extension, DAE. The number of destination countries also dropped to 21 from 36 the previous year, including markets like the UK, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Singapore. Exporters continue to face significant logistical challenges. Nazmul Hossein Bouyan, owner of NHB Corporation and a mango exporter since 1991, noted that air shipment to Europe last year cost him 500 takas minus 600 per kilogram after including packaging expenses, resulting in widespread losses. "There's no coordinated export strategy," Bouyan said. "Our packing house is in Shyampur, yet shipments leave from the airport. Co-location would reduce costs. Besides, we've seen our export incentive slashed from 15% to 10%. Razia Sultana, owner of Global Trade Link, pointed out that countries like India, the Philippines, and Thailand benefit from dedicated cargo flights for mango exports, while Bangladesh relies on passenger flights. "This pushes our shipping cost to Europe about $1.50 higher per kilo," she said. "Though we get some benefit from GSP facilities, our local mango prices are higher. Our mangoes may taste better, but theirs are more consistent in quality. That's where we fall behind." During Chief Advisor Mohammed Yunus's recent visit to China, Dhaka conveyed its interest in expanding mango exports, receiving a positive response from Beijing. At a press briefing on the 20th of March, the Chief Advisor's press secretary, Shafiqul Alam, noted that an opportunity has been created for large-scale mango exports, with Chinese consumers showing strong interest in Bangladeshi mangoes. China imports about 4 lakh tons of mangoes annually, mainly from Thailand, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Exporters believe Bangladesh can compete in this space if it meets the required standards. "China is a promising market," Bouyan said, "but unless we improve our logistics and policy support, we'll struggle against better prepared rivals." Kabir Ahmed, president of the Bangladesh Freight Forwarders Association, observed that many cargo planes return empty from China, a logistical inefficiency Bangladesh could exploit. "If we can fill those return flights, freight could fall to 50 takas minus 60 per kilogram," he noted. Speaking at the Bangladesh Investment Summit, Alex Wong, secretary general of the China-Bangladesh Partnership Platform, confirmed China's interest in Bangladeshi mangoes. He announced that a Chinese business delegation would visit during the harvest season to inspect farms and packaging facilities, following communication between the two governments. Compliance remains a critical challenge. Professor Abu Noman Farooq Ahmed, Chairman of Plant Pathology at Sher-e-Bangla Agricultural University and a global GAP trainer, stated that China's General Administration of Customs requires exporters to meet 30 conditions. Bangladesh must also guarantee that its mangoes are free from 21 quarantine pests, with each export batch undergoing rigorous pre-shipment testing. 2% of the batch are 600 mangoes, whichever is greater. If even one pest is found, the whole shipment is rejected, he said. Professor Farooq stressed that good agricultural practices, GAP, compliance is vital, not only for accessing the Chinese market but also for broader international trade opportunities. He suggested that bilateral trade agreements, similar to Thailand's durian deal with China or its mango agreement with South Korea, could provide Bangladesh with a model to ease market entry. If Bangladesh can maintain traceability and hygiene standards, the Chinese market is within reach, he said. Trade World, Japan, UK urge rethink on Philippines mineral export ban.